Okay, what you've all heard about the Sermon on the Mount. It comprises the 5th, 6th, and 7th chapters of the Gospel according to Matthew. It's called the Sermon on the Mount because Matthew says that Christ went up on a mountain and began to preach. The 6th chapter of Luke contains material that is similar. Luke tells us that Jesus began to teach on a level place. Now, since both, and that's why some people call it the Sermon on the Plain. Both sermons come at about the same point in Jesus' ministry, just after the calling of the disciples. And since, after all, you could have a level place in a mountainous area, scholars have often debated whether these two events, these two descriptions, do they describe the same event in somewhat different ways, or are they somewhat different events? It's also possible that both cases are kind of summaries of a couple of different occasions when Christ said similar things. What seems clear is whether it was one event or several similar ones, the things that Christ said were powerful enough to be remembered by many who were present. And they became an important part of the church's early tradition. Lots of the same points are made in both places. Turning the other cheek, building your house on a firm foundation, first taking the log out of your own eye. But two differences stand out. Luke's sermon is much shorter, only about a third as long as the one in Matthew. And secondly, while Matthew has several beatitudes, the blessed are phrases that are so familiar, there are also some woe to phrases in Luke. Listen for those as I read in a minute. Because these lessons that Jesus provided had such an obviously powerful impact, I got to wondering how people who first heard them might have felt. We'll hear from one such imaginary person after I read our next text. So listen for the Word of God. This is from the 6th chapter of the Gospel according to Luke. I begin with verse 17. He came down with them and stood on a level place with a great crowd of his disciples and a great multitude of people from all Judea, Jerusalem, and the coast of Tyre and Sidon. They'd come to hear him and to heal of their diseases, and those who were troubled with unclean spirits were cured. And all in the crowd were trying to touch him, for power came out of him and healed all of them. Then he looked up at his disciples and said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for yours is the kingdom of God. Blessed are you who are hungry now, for you will be filled. Blessed are you who weep now, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you, and when they exclude you, revile you, and defame you on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice in that day and leap for joy, for surely your reward will be great in heaven. For that is what their ancestors did to the prophets. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are full now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who are laughing now, for you will mourn and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, and for that is what their ancestors did to the false prophets. But I say to you, listen, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who abuse you. If anyone strikes you on the cheek, offer the other also. And from anyone who takes away your coat, do not withhold even your shirt. Give to everyone who begs from you. And if anyone takes away your goods, do not ask for them back. Do to others as you would have them do to you. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I'm Thaddeus. I'm a carpenter in Tiberias. That's a town on the western side of the Sea of Galilee. I'm married to Sarah. We have two children. I think I'm a pretty good Jew. I read the scriptures. I study. I keep the Sabbath, follow the dictates of the faith, at least most of the time. I just heard the most curious news about that fellow, Jesus of Nazareth. You remember, he was a carpenter too. But he took up preaching in these parts, caused quite a stir. Had a lot of folks who swore by him, seemed to heal people who had all sorts of problems. I did see him do a few surprising things, but I was a little unsure. We've had some fake healers around here who pulled some stunts that looked pretty convincing. So the healing had me a little interested, but a little skeptical too. When I heard it preached, well, that was pretty interesting too, but there were some confusing parts there. I hear Jesus took a trip to Jerusalem, got in trouble with the folks down there, and they had him executed. At first I figured, well, no big deal. We've had some other preachers hereabouts that got pretty big for a while, but they petered out and are now forgotten. I figured that'd be the same for Jesus. What's different? They're now saying that he came back from the dead. Appeared several times to his close disciples. You remember he had those 10 or 12 guys that seemed to be with him quite a bit of the time. Well, this news is certainly unusual. Caused me to remember going to listen to times when we went to listen to him a couple years ago. Yep, caused me to think about that pretty hard. I remember when we went over to hear Jesus. It was on sort of a level place. Some people said they'd heard him preach up on the mountain a few weeks before, said a lot of the same things. Some of the things he said, they really stuck with me, except not all in a good way. It was actually kind of disturbing, too. There was stuff about how those who are hungry are blessed, they will be filled. Those who are weeping would someday laugh. All well and good. None of us like to see people go hungry. We all hope people who are sad can get through that sadness. I thought at first that he was really speaking to me. I was a little sad right then. My mother had just died. I can remember sometimes when we were little, my dad was out of work for a while. We had trouble getting food. We were a little bit hungry for a while. So I started out thinking, well, maybe this guy really is talking to me. Problems came, though. When you get to those, woe to you who are rich. Woe to you who are full now. Woe to you when people speak well of you. That hit a little close to home. My business actually has been doing pretty well these last few years. I do good work. I'm dependable. Work gets around. A lot of folks have been asking me to do work for them. I don't think of myself as rich, but my family, we got enough to eat, and I built this pretty sturdy home. So I wasn't sure. Was I one of those woe to people? And what about that speaking well me? Why should I get a woe to for that? I hope people do speak well. I mean, that's sort of the idea. I mean, to live your life in a way that most people will come to respect you, hopefully pay you a little money to do work for them. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? This Jesus, he seemed to be standing logic on its head, telling us to act in new and different ways. I had about decided the woe to stuff wasn't about me. Well, it then went on with some other stuff. Love your enemies, pray for those who persecute you, offer the other cheek, give to everyone who begs from you. Well, that was tough. We've got quite a few beggars hereabouts. I'd be dead broke if I gave to all of them. Then the last part, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. That's pretty good. I certainly agree with that. Well, it was all very interesting and very unsettling, too. Sounds like Jesus was asking us to act differently. I've been thinking about it a lot since. There are a few around here who really became his followers, traveled around with them, all that. A lot more were kind of like me, as much confused as anything. But now that I hear he's come back from the dead, I guess I've been thinking about it even more. Seems like maybe he was speaking to me. Maybe I might have been one of the ones who was both blessed and woe too at the same time. They say Jesus isn't here anymore, that he came back, but now he's gone again, he's gone up to heaven. Now, they say he's going to come back pretty soon, maybe. And his disciples have been traveling around talking about all the things that Jesus said and did. I hope I can find one of them. I got a lot of questions. I bet hearing more about what Jesus said will help me to understand better what he meant. I'd sure like to hear more. Amen.